to this proposal one, and is there if we could lower the hands from the questions, can do that. Is there anyone from the proposal one group here to introduce the proposal for up to 3 minutes to speak on the proposal? And let me see, I believe that is, I think region two or web 381 or CA 915. Anybody from any of those groups
Pam
here?
Has her hand.
Okay, great. Okay, Pam, do you want me to screen share the proposal or?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay. I will do that. And you have about 3 minutes to motivate this one. Can everybody see that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben.
Well, the gist of the proposal essentially is that we've had a situation where one very eager beaver decided to list 70 meetings. And then apparently there were some complaints made to WSO about autonomy. So in doing due diligence, members of the board, and I guess Brad was the one that tried to get hold of somebody from those meetings. Unfortunately, there was only one point of contact for 70 meetings. So, you know, what do you do about this? What do you do to fix it? I mean, you know, WSO was faced with a situation where, you know, they're getting these complaints and they don't know what to do with it. So they apparently decided to delist the meetings in the effort to keep the entire fellowship safe. You know, I personally got an email from someone frantic, maybe suicidal, that said, you know, where's my meeting? Where's my meeting? And I could not help them. Ergo, we need to fix the problem. And I met with members of the IT committee of WSO, Brad L. and Mary Jo, and there was somebody else there that was part of the IT committee that said, yeah, we just got a plug-in and we could we can fix this problem. And we'll, you know, we went back and forth about how many meetings, you know, one person should be able to register with the idea that there has to be two or three other people that actually are part of that registration. And that's what's behind this proposal is, yeah, we just need a safeguard and we need participation. You know, a meeting should, one person should not be able to, number one, register that many meetings and be the only point of contact. So that's what's behind this proposal. That's what we're setting out to do is fix the problem by when you register a meeting. You know, the software stops you from going beyond four meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Okay, so I just want to, so we're going to go into pretty soon here in just a second. We'll go into 20 minutes of general discussion on this proposal. But this is a little different than a motion. You're not going to like directly be like voting on this motion. I just want to prompt you of what you'll be voting on after the discussion, which is, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. Then if everybody chooses that, then we go into a motion crafting process. And then there's, I need more information and for a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. I would like this matter to be postponed for discussion at the next QDM. And I do not support the ballot proposal, and I abstain from voting. So that's kind of the sense of this discussion, is you're kind of like, you're not going to be like voting directly on this proposal, but, you know, one that you would craft after this 20 minutes of discussion. So, and I can put the proposal up. If somebody requests it, I'll screen share it again. But why don't we go without it screen shared right now? And so we can start our 20 minutes of discussion now in Region 6. Corbet?
Good morning. I'm Corbet in California with Region 6. Thank you, everyone, for all your work. You're all doing an amazing job. And in regards to this proposal, I believe it has already been addressed in this year. I started more than one meeting and they were given the same number. So I believe this has already been resolved by WSO. Thank you.
And IG40, Annette?
Yeah, thank you. I can share a bit about the experience that I, as the webmaster of the Danish Intergroup website, has had with meetings listed in Denmark, because we've seen some of the same issues where one person started 6 meetings and then decided to leave AZA, and therefore we had 6 meetings with no contact. We as an intergroup have tried to solve this problem with getting contact information from the meetings. But basically, what this is an issue about is the group's autonomy. And I don't think we can make rules for that. I think we can try to sort of maybe make people aware, but it's difficult to make rules and you don't have any guarantees. There will always be people leaving the fellowship. But I'm in favor of going forward with the motion to see what we can do. Thank you.
Thank you, Annette. And THA0010, Brian.
Hey, I'm Brian. I'm a child of an alcoholic, and yeah, this would be great because what's happened to me is people have abandoned the group and I end up picking up the group, and I think I'm already at the 4 limit, and it'd be awesome to have actually some boundaries like this, so I don't, it's not on me to say, yeah, one more, one more, one more, and then I end up getting having to rage quit because I got like 5 or 6 meetings that I'm doing too much of. So I think this is a really good idea. Thanks, pass.
Thank you, Brian. WEB 0907, Alaska.
Thank you. So I understand that the problem is that sometimes the people who are listed as the meeting contacts no longer are the meeting contacts. I don't know that limiting the amount or the number of meetings is going to help this problem. I don't really think that it will. I mean, as it was already said, one meeting can meet 7 days a week. And so what do you do with that? And then what would you do with the meetings that are registered by more than by one person? If there's more than four, you're just gonna like randomly choose which ones to shut down because they don't have a different contact. So this is my comments. Thanks.
Oh, and just thank you, Alaska. And just for section timer, I guess on this section we get a like a 5 minute warning before the end of the 20 minutes.
Thank you. Will
Thanks.
do.
And region five, Josh.
I'm in favor of this. I think the issue, there's a couple things I think that are getting confused in discussion here that are separate issues from the ballot proposal itself, in my opinion. So there's the fundamental problem as I see it. Is that in the specific instance, I know what Pam was referring to, what happened. Not only was it one person registering 70 meetings, but there was a concern, I think legitimate concern, that the person who registered these 70 meetings, it was actually sort of an outside enterprise kind of thing. So there was questions whether or not this was fully exactly an ACA meeting. I also think this is relates to group autonomy. I don't think one person, that's the main issue here. One person having, you know, being the contact or being able to register when it's like not distributed enough. So I don't think it's really about whether the contacts are up to date. I think that's a secondary issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. And now DC008, Sonia.
Yes, thank you. I'm speaking on behalf of my group. We had a group conscious about this proposal, and we actually were wondering where the maximum of four came up, because in our group's opinion, that was maybe a little high, and that we felt that three would be a better limit, because we were concerned about the ability of that one person to impact so many meetings. And so we felt that by lowering it to three, it would enable more people to do service, but also limit, quote, the damage that that one person could do. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. VA092, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks. I support this also, and I'm familiar with the incident that really got this ball rolling. One of the challenges in dealing with it at the time, first off, this doesn't keep meetings from forming. What it does do is a statement that they can't list unlimited numbers of meetings on our meeting, the WSO meeting directory. And I just think inherently there are boundary control and autonomy issues. If somebody is registering 70 meetings, whatever number you pick is sort of a number out of a hat. But I think four or three, but four especially, it's a fair number. You know, that it, if somebody has a reason to be handling more than one meeting, it's not a huge number. It's manageable, but it's actually healthy for the meetings for that person to say, look, we need to be self-supporting. If we want this other meeting to work, somebody else has to step forward. So I thank the groups that put this forward, and I'm going to support it. Pass.
Thank you, Charlie. IG70, Erica.
I think that my question was addressed already in the extent that, to the extent that oftentimes the individuals who are registering the meetings and are listed as point of contact might also be chairing or co-chairing meetings. And so the influence that one particular person could have on many meetings as being the primary contact, as well as potentially facilitating and or co-chairing, it's just very problematic. And I think that groups are responsible for ensuring that their group and or meeting continues. And so that means distributing responsibility. And so I'm very much so in favor of this proposal.
Thank you, Erica. And TEL0341, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. I'm also in favor of this proposal. I mean, I would expand it. I had a situation 6, 7, 8 years ago where I'm involved in telephone meetings, and one person was the account holder for a telephone meeting dashboard. He was the account holder for 8 groups, which totaled 45 meetings. And I saw that as problematic at the time because nobody but that one person could go into the settings. And then there was problems with people being bumped off and nobody else had access to the accounts. And I did bring this to WSO, and people were not clear on what I was referring to. So there's something also about having one person be the account holder of large amounts of meetings, and the account holder can get into the, you know, the credentials of the meetings and change things without anybody else knowing potentially. And when that person disappeared, nobody knew what to do with the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. WEB 0120, Vivian.
Hi, yeah, thanks. I too am familiar with this incident, which caused a great deal of high emotions. A lot of people found this group of meetings beloved, and so there was a lot of agitation. One of my earliest experiences as a delegate was being invited to a discussion after the ABC involving this incident, where it was said, you know, just think about it. If we sent 70 delegates to the ABC, we would win every vote. And to say that I found that unsettling is, you know, doesn't even come close. So that is of, you know, concern, that we should avoid that, and autonomy and is an extremely important thing. And anyway, that's it. Thanks. Pass.
Thank you, Vivian. And MI0198, Brian.
Yeah, so I support the spirit of this proposal, but perhaps there could be, so I'm the primary contact with ACA myself, I'm a secretary, but perhaps we could add secondary contacts in the cases where meetings become defunct, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Brian. CA-044, Bill?
Hi, can I be heard?
Yes.
I think that there's a couple things going on. We get a lot of calls about meetings here in the office, but I'm talking as a group delegate right now. I think there's a lot of things that need to be considered about this. One, is a meeting a group, or is a group, can a group have multiple meetings? I know of several groups that have a meeting every morning at a certain time, 7 a.m. Oh. And they usually have one business meeting that represents the group. So they have the same contact info for the group, for each of the meetings. And I'm just wondering how we would handle that. You know, would we break that up with this type of a vote? And would that violate any of the traditions? Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And VA 107, Ben. You should get a prompt to unmute. You actually have to do the unmute. Might just leave you in line. You're having, and I think it's *6 if you're on a phone, but I don't think you're on the phone. Why don't we go to DEN 004, Wider?
Yes, VDine adult child here, delegate from Copenhagen, Denmark. This proposal for us as a group is dealing with, first of all, the autonomy of the group, but also the importance of Tradition 5, that we all have to take care of what we do with concern of the newcomer. And if you have one person being, for instance, a contact person for several groups, and this person leave ACA as a whole, you'll have a lack of an entry portal for the newcomer to make their first attempts to attend meetings in several meetings at a time, and that's a problem. So for me, or for the group that I'm representing, we think that it's very important that we have a limitation of how many people, how many groups you can represent as a person. Thank you.
Thank you, Weider. OK0058, Brad H.
Thank you. You know, we're dancing around the issue. I support this motion, but we're dancing around the issues that are broader, like what constitutes an ACA meeting, what's the distinction between an ACA meeting and a group, and who registers these meetings. And I don't understand why WSO is registering meetings instead of the conference. These are big issues that need to be addressed by like the ABC study subcommittee, and it seems to be not able to do its job very well, or at least they're not making much progress. So I still think the solution to a lot of the problems is establishing conference committees to address these issues on a much broader and deeper level, and then make recommendations to the conference on how to solve it.
Thank you, Brad. And we just got our 5 minute time limit on here, so we got five more minutes. IG044, Gretchen.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the service. I have two meetings that I am the contact for, and I do support this. I do have to say that many of the comments today have brought up to my attention the fact that it's, as an intergroup chair, there are many meetings that are registered with WSO, which are not, we have no information about, and there's a kind of a lack of community sharing of information, I believe. And it's come to my attention that there are ACA gatherings which are not connected to ACA, WSO. There are intergroups or meetings, I should say, that are also vaguely, so the last thing I have to say is rotation of service. So thanks.
Thank you, Gretchen. And IL172, Veronica.
Hi, good morning. Thanks everyone for your service again. I support the spirit of this proposal and perhaps would suggest that a motion include the formation of a committee to really study how this proposal would be best implemented to safeguard the autonomy of groups, to support the rotation of service and the traditions. And it needs to be studied more, but I recognize it as an issue that can affect our fellowship.
Thank you, Veronica. And Webb, WEB0638. Padmani?
Yes. Hello, thank you. So, point of clarification, I am delegate for Serenity Sisters, a group that meets 5 days a week and has one point of contact. My understanding, this would be one meeting. So meetings that meet multiple days of week would not have to be broken up, is my understanding. This pertains to contacts for multiple meetings that are different from one another, don't carry the same name or format or time of day. And then what I wonder about the question is there an audit periodically of the list posted on meetings for its currency and accuracy? Thank you.
Thank you, Bud, Bonnie. Let's see, TX131, Denise.
There we go. So I'm absolutely in favor for this. And one thing that hasn't been mentioned is the message that it gives the newcomer, somebody who is, putting themselves as the contact person for lots of meetings. It puts them kind of in a position of authority figures, and I think that's just the wrong message, and among all the other reasons. So yeah, thank you for bringing this motion. I'll pass.
All right, thank you, Denise. And is that section time? Okay. All right, so we're right at section time and done with all these speakers. So now we're going to do the poll that I was talked about before. And that I support the spirit of the motion. Of the ballot proposal, and would like a motion to be crafted. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, so this is what it'll look like. And it's got there the, it's got the proposal on there, and you can access the proposal through your, through the last page of your agenda. Support the spirit of the proposal, but want like a motion crafted, need more information, and prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC, or I'd like this matter to be postponed to the next QDM. I do not support the ballot proposal and abstain. Yeah, why don't we go ahead and launch that? Brad?
Sure. Just one moment. Okay, could the timer put up 3 minutes for me, please? Thank you. And it is launched.
And just as far as the original proposal makers, you will be able to, if it goes to crafting motions, you'll be able to put one forward before the rest. So you might want to be prepared for that.
Sharing my screen. Okay, so there were 76 votes, 0 abstentions. That does make quorum. Mm-hmm. There were 57 votes for I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. So that is, and that was with 75%. And so that is the next step. Thank you for everybody that participated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brad. So at this point, we're good. So we will go into the crafting a motion process and to determine the actual motion to be considered. And so delegates are going to be able to submit alternative language that will achieve the general direction set by the previous proposal. Now, a delegate from the group that drafted the proposal, you may submit a written motion now, and then we're going to go into 3 minutes of meditation, or of silent meditation, I guess, but you know, of where others will craft motions if they feel that's needed. And so Pam, were you going to submit a motion, or like the original motion, or okay. Well, we'll go ahead and go into the. She could still submit it afterwards. Yeah, after the. So we'll now the timer can give us 3 minutes. We'll go into 3 minutes of silent, of quiet reflection, and then you will be invited to draft alternate motions that accomplish the general spirit of the motion, and then you'll be called on, and each alternative motion is going to be submitted, and you will need to put it in chat. So be ready to be able to put it in chat, and it will be submitted to the secretary, I believe. I think it goes to Tamara.
Yes.
And so be ready to do that with whatever you have. You know, you need to have it in text form. And so, yeah, and then we'll have 10 minutes in which people are going to be submitting those motions. And the parliamentarian will rule on if it is... if the motion accomplishes the general spirit of the original ballot proposal. And Brad?
Yeah, I put the original ballot language in chat for anybody that wants to use that to draft a motion.
Great. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so now we can go into the 3 minutes of motion crafting, basically.
How much time?
3 minutes.
Three.
Okay, and I just got a message that really the in chat we let me repost this chat. There's a section in here that's considered part of debate and not part of the original motion. So edit that, but it sounds like we are. Posting that. Okay. So, and once again, I'll call for anyone from the original group. Do you have a proposal, a motion from this proposal or the original wording of the proposal? Pam, are you?
I'm sorry. What did you ask me? I have one. I've received one.
Oh, not. I was trying to get Pam first, but yeah. Then we'll go to that. Then we'll go to that.
Okay.
And how many minutes do you want on the speakers?
Let's see. I think it's going to be first. It's going to be 10 minutes, but I'm going to take care of this because this was supposed to be done before. Pam, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, we sat down and we spent hours trying to craft this in Region 2 with all of our constituents. We sat down, I sat down with the IT committee of WSL. We consisted of Brad L. and Mary Jo and one other person. And so we talked about it back and forth, and that's what we crafted. And so it was a joint effort all around. So, you know, if somebody wants to add or change, that's up to you. I mean, it becomes the conference proposal at this point. So but see, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Are you submitting the original proposal as one of the motions then? To be
considered? Yes, it was submitted as a proposal to begin with, yes.
Okay. Okay, so that is, and I don't know if the parliamentarian needs to rule on that because it's ruling whether or not the motion's
that's the original proposal.
Informed to the original, so.
Yeah, I don't need to. That's not, it's the alternatives to this that I would need to rule on.
Okay, great. So now we will go into the 10 minutes for submission of alternative motions. So section timer, if you could start the 10 minutes on that, on that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. I should have said IG for.
Oh, it's okay. I react to both my name and the IG number.
Yeah, I forgot to say this number first.
That's so, okay.
We set our time.
Yeah. There seems to be some misunderstanding about what is autonomous. I think meetings are not autonomous. The groups are. That's what it says in our traditions. And groups can, as was shared earlier, have several meetings.
Marcus, is this for alternative motions?
Yeah, this is. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's what I think the idea is good. But I would like to make sure that we know what we're talking about. Are we talking about groups or meetings? Because if
here's the thing.
This
section is like to submit. Like to submit an alternative motion. We're not doing a debate right now.
No, Marcus is asking for clarification on definition.
I'm asking for clarification. Oh. Yeah.
So I think the answer is that meetings and groups are interchangeable in this context.
Can I qualify? Okay.
Yes.
In meetingless maintenance, in meetings, a meeting number is.
Stop the 10 minutes timer.
The entire group of meetings that may be involved in that meeting number. And it can have up to 7 individual meetings that are supposed to have 1 business meeting. So that's a distinction. A group, that's just still sort of up in the air there. But a meeting number is what we're talking about.
Right, yeah, but Mary Jo, still when we say meeting, and we say-
not clear about what we're talking about, there will be confusion and we won't know what we're
Oh, she got on mute. When we are talking about meeting and group, we're saying the same thing. Is that correct, Mary Jo?
Essentially, for the purposes of this, a group being a meeting number, because that group can have up to 7 individual meeting times.
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
No, not really. I still think it's unclear, and I think we might restrict the group autonomy if we decide how many meetings they can keep. For me, it's important that the group is the.
This is kind of becoming a discussion, and it's really not. It's you could ask a question, but the discussion should be in that portion.
Okay, later on. Okay, great.
Thank you. Okay, so you can start the 10-minute timer again. Thank you. And TEL0341, Kelly?
Yeah, can you just clarify again what, if someone wants to craft an alternative motion, what we're doing with it? Is it being sent to camera?
Stop the timer again. It's yes. The alternative motion is being put in chatted to Tamara. And then the person, the submitting delegate will read the motion.
I really just needed to know what to do with it if I was crafting an alternative. So
you put it in chat. When you're called on, you put it in chat to Tamara, and then you read the motion, and then the parliamentarian will rule on whether it's got whether it conforms to the original intent, the general spirit.
I'm sorry, can I ask a question? Can they paste it to everyone instead of just me? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, I think so. But no, problem is they can't do that because
I have to make a determination. So I think it's important for me to see everything and make the determination before it's announced.
Okay, so
I think I should share.
I think it goes to Tamara and she shares it on the screen.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
That's how it's supposed to go, right?
Okay. I'm going to share my screen right now.
Okay, but do it when that person comes up.
Okay.
All right. So we could start the 10-minute timer again. And okay, 0058, Brad.
My proposal is to add a sentence to the original ballot language. As the new guidelines will be developed by a conference committee that will present a recommendation to a future conference business meeting for consideration.
Is that what you submitted, Brad? This is what you submitted to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Alternative motion A is exactly what I submitted.
Okay. And in the parliamentarian, does this conform to the general spirit of the original ballot proposal?
You're going to have to give me a minute to read it thoroughly or make a determination. Thank you.
Thank you. Why don't you stop that 10-minute timer right now?
I find that this is within the spirit of the original motion, the original proposal. It's just, it creates an alternative procedure. So it's within the spirit.
Even though it creates a conference committee?
It creates a conference committee, but that's not what I'm being tasked to determine. What I'm being tasked to determine is whether it's within the spirit of the original proposal. And I find that it is. It just creates a different procedure by which it would be finalized. I'm not going to get into it. The prior vote said we didn't want a committee, but this now would say we do want a committee. But I think that's procedural, and I'm asked to rule only on whether it's within the spirit or not. I find that it is.
Okay, so then go ahead and start the timer again, and let's see who's the next. And Region 5, Josh?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I want to come back to what Annette was saying, because I think it's really important. Like words...
Are you submitting a proposal?
Yes, I'm getting to that.
Motion. Okay.
So, because what Annette is bringing up,
you should really
Marcus, would you let me speak, please?
Yes, I will, but really we're submitting the motions at this point.
Marcus, please let me speak. Thank you. Okay. I think what Annette is saying is really important, because what the answer to her question is will determine whether or not people feel they need to submit an alternate motion. I think the original thing talks about meeting.
I'm sorry, I'm going to do a point of order. Can you send your motion to Tara?
No, because they don't respond to me.
Okay, then I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And you can send your motion to Tamara, and we will read it.
That's what we're doing right now. We're submitting motions. We're not discussing it. So do you have a motion to submit? Okay. And Brad?
Well, Brad, you're on mute also.
Yeah, there's currently no point of order listed in the is anyone doing point of order right now?
Cause was supposed to be.
Pause the 10 minutes, please.
Cause is listed as point of order.
Okay. And I have been responding to every point of order I have received.
Thank you. Sorry for that.
Okay. Kelly, do you have a proposal?
Just to concern the delegates.
0341.
Yeah, just to concern delegates aren't allowed to speak for this 1 minute.
You know what? This is for submitting proposals. We only have 10 minutes to submit alternative proposals. This is absolutely the way in which this is in OPPM. This period is for submitting proposals. And, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to go by the OPPM and not just kind of go off into like, well, we're going to discuss this right now.
I think it's interpreted.
There's a time set aside for that. And this is a valuable time where people submit alternative motions. I think you're going to have to pause the 10 minutes thing. And really, we need to submit proposals during this time. And I this is wasting everybody's time, and it's using up the 10 minutes of proposal submitting time. That's
can we
that's
do this?
What this time
can
is
we
for.
Can we take a 1 minute pause?
Yeah.
I think this portion is difficult for everybody. So why don't we take a 1 minute pause? And Rich E is always good at playing a little music. So maybe he'll play just a little calming music, and we'll reconvene back in 1 or 2 minutes. Okay, we can go ahead and pause the music. And I'm gonna do, or I'll say, does someone want to do the long version of the Serenity Prayer?
I'm happy to do that if that would help.
Yeah, go ahead, Marianne.
Let me just get it. I think it's probably easiest if I share it on, well, all right, never mind. Right, taking a deep breath. And to the higher power of your own understanding, for me that is God. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people and things I cannot change, courage to change who and what I can, and the wisdom to know that usually starts with me. Grant me patience with the changes that take time, appreciation of all that I have, tolerance for those with different struggles, and the strength to get up and try again, one day, 1 minute at a time. Thank you.
Thank you. And if people have questions about what we're doing, there is a, in your agenda, there is a link to this section of the OPPM, and we're in the crafting motion section.
Marcus, I've been asked to read tradition meditation 9, my point of safety.
Okay.
Higher power, may I remember that ACA and its meeting and service structure are different than my family of origin. May I be patient and avoid reaching for the easiest way out when I am confronted with a difficult situation. Help me and my ACA group ask for help in keeping our meetings safe and recovery oriented. Also, help us celebrate the things that we do right. Thank you.
Thank you. And Web 0638, Padmani?
Yes, I submitted a motion that just simplifies. I move that no one individual can register or be primary contact for more than three registered meetings in keeping with our ACA traditions.
All right, thank you. And do you have that tomorrow to
share? I do. I'm just looking for it in the chat because I just saw it. Yes, I found it. Let me just paste it and start sharing again.
Thank you. So does this accomplish the general spirit of the ballot proposal?
That's not the second that's one that I want. Submitted and that I read out loud.
Sorry, let me go look for it. There it is. This is right.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
The parliamentarian, if that.
Yes.
This is the general spirit.
I find that this is within the general spirit of the proposal, the original proposal. Thank you.
Okay. Great. All right. So let's see. Call on the next person. Is this a point of order from cause?
Excuse me?
Oh, is your hand raised for a point of order?
I'm sorry. Oh, no, it was responding to a request for my presence.
Oh.
Point of order a few minutes ago.
Okay. All right. So, CA-044, Bill?
I put a alternate proposal in the chat. I don't know if Tamara found it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Do you want to read it?
I thought you were going to screen share it. Yeah.
Am I not screen share?
Yes. Can you screen share?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm not. I should be already. No.
You are screen sharing. Yes.
Okay.
But it's still the old the alternative motion B. We don't have a third one up yet.
Yeah, you need to put
it there. Okay, I'm sorry, I got it.
There you go. There it is.
We propose that the meeting listing guidelines be changed to allow a single individual only to be the public or one of the primary private contacts for no more than four group registration numbers who may have up to seven meetings under each group number.
And does that accomplish the general spirit?
I would say that's within the general spirit, and it does put a definition for meeting and group that is different. I find that to be within the spirit of motion, but it would be a significant change from what Mary Jo was saying has been the customary practice, as I understand it. So,
okay. All right. Do we have any more alternative motions?
Yes, there's several. I would like to ask that any new ones going forward, wait to paste it until you're up because they're getting confused. But Mary Jo, are you?
I was just going to clarify. I think that the language that is used in this last one is fine. based on what I said earlier. I mean, it's a clarification that needs to be made in some level.
Marcus, do you need to extend the time? We're down to 1 minute at this segment.
Well,
even with all the pauses.
I mean, we have, yeah, and you did pause, right? So
I did pause.
It looks like there's no other proposers with their hands raised. So it is time. It is the 10 minutes. Brad?
You're on mute.
Yeah, I have a point of order that wasn't reviewed that I'm concerned we're going to miss.
Okay.
Yeah, on the alternative motion A, it creates a committee, which is like a study group that is studying this and going to make a recommendation. But the delegates did not choose this to be a study group. And I'm concerned this is, and I'd like Michael to chime in on this, because it's I think this may be basically changing what the delegates chose to happen here.
That's true, because that is one of the that is one of the alternatives.
Okay, as I mentioned, when I spoke about this, I was only asked whether it was within the spirit or not of the original proposal. What you're making is a point of order that it's in conflict with the OPPM, because the OPPM has a different procedure for creating committees. That's one of those issues that I'm not required by the OPPM to make a ruling on. And I would say that that's an issue that the chairs need to decide. Then I think we should raise that and go in. Want that treated as a point of order, we need to go to the chairs to address that issue, and go to the chairs meeting to address that issue.
Okay. All right. So I guess we need to go into breakout room, and it is option number two. I need more information. Prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that would report to a future ABC. Okay. So I guess we need to go into the breakout.
Can we do the rest of the floor motions first? Are we doing any more?
I think we could list all the proposed floor motions and then address this procedural issue. It would be cleaner to do it that way. Let's just get all
okay.
Four motions.
All right, and we're out of time on the 10 minutes. I mean, that was called like before this even happened. So Kelly, TEL 0341.
Yeah, I submitted one.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and take that. I mean, I don't know. I tend not to want to do this, because, I mean, it's like giving a special dispensation. You actually had a chance to do it before. I called on you and was wanting a motion. But I don't think I, because if I make an exception to you, then I got to make exceptions to other people. But the 10 expired, so I'm just going to have to go with that.
I'm unclear. You don't want to accept what I presented? You all were trying to figure out the motion about the conference
committee. We had the 10 minutes, and part of the problem was both you and some other people. There was other discussion trying to pause it during that time, but so, you know, the 10 minutes expired. That's what the OPPM says, and I don't know about making an exception here. I'm just, you know.
At 12:22, I put it in the chat. You all were talking. I'm just a little unclear why you wouldn't want to include it.
It was when we okay. Because it expired at 10 minutes. There were and at that point, your hand was not up. It expired at 10 minutes.
I guess you're the boss.
Well, I'm not really the boss what I'm trying to do is go by the OPPM. It said 10 minutes. So, all right. So let's go into the let's go into breakout rooms. The breakout room.
Marcus, do you want me to pause everything while you do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Will do.
Maybe Rich could play some music.
Thank you.
While we're gone.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Okay. All right. So first, I think us as chairs want to apologize. There is a process for bringing up a point of order, and it is to go through the point of order. In this case, Brad did make the point of order directly to the delegates, and that's not the process. There have been other delegates earlier in the meeting that tried to do the same thing, and we told them they need to go through the point of order. So we should be consistent with how we apply the rules. And we didn't catch it soon enough. So we apologize for that. So what I would like to do is, Brad, I would like you to send another message to Kaz. If Kaz is dealing with multiple point of order, so if he doesn't respond, then you can send a message directly to the chair. You can send it to me. After we receive it through the appropriate channels, then we will address the point of order. Okay. And Aaron?
I just wanted to mention that, I was point of order yesterday, and all this morning I was getting some point of orders, which I was trying to send to the right people. And I just want everybody to be really aware of where they're sending things, because that may have been why people are saying they didn't get responses, because when I was trying to forward them, we couldn't really tell if somebody had been responded to or not. So just be really cautious of where you're sending things, that it actually says point of in front of it. Thank you.
Yeah. And then Charlie, would you be able to be a second point of order? Sorry to put you on the spot. Because I think in this case, it'd be helpful right now to have two point of orders. So one person's not getting overloaded. Oh, is he on? He might not be on. Aaron, would you be willing to be a backup point of order?
Yes, I can. I'm going to get an interruption in about 5 minutes, but other than that, I will be able to.
Okay, thank you.
And Carmen, as the WO point of info, if somebody is needed, because it's happened a couple of times, I've made sure they've connected. So if people are getting frustrated, let me know, and I'll try and do things behind the scenes properly. Okay.
All right. So you can send your things to Kaz or to Aaron. If there isn't a response because they're responding to other point of orders, you can send it to one of the chairs. And then for right now, you can just send it to me, because that would probably just be easier for me. Okay. So there are multiple additional motions on the table. We did consult with Tamara, and they were sent to Tamara within the time frame. So what we're going to do, just to make this process faster, is we're going to put all the motions that she received on one page and have the parliamentarian rule on them at one together. So when you're ready, Tamara, if you can put all the motions, all the alternative motions on the slide.
So tell me where you want to go.
Okay. So motion A was accepted. Motion B was accepted. Motion C was accepted. Okay. So we'll go to motion D, parliamentarian.
Okay. Motion D appears, I should say motion A, or not motion A, the original proposal, or that second sentence there, we had already ruled was not part of the motion. That's debate. So it comes out of the motion, the "we believe" that comes out. And motion proposed alternative motion D appears to me not to say anything substantively different from the original proposal. The person who made that thinks that it is in some substantive way different. You should definitely put that through to the point of order, but to me, they appear to be identical once that second sentence, which shouldn't have been there, is taken out. As to E, that is not in the form of a motion. And so it's not at all clear, because it's not in the form of a motion, what is the intent. And it, to me, subparts A and B appear to be contradictory the way it's drafted, and I'm going to rule that it is not appropriate. Alternative motion F, again, similar to D, it adds another second sentence that is not a motion. It's that's language in appropriate in debate. That first sentence I find is not substantively different from the original proposal, and therefore it's not appropriate as an alternative, because it's the same, essentially the same proposal. So it would be the alternatives before the body would be the original motion A, motion B, and motion C, all of which are within the spirit of the original motion as found by me under the OPPM, which delegates that determination to the parliamentarian.
Okay. One second. All right. And then there is a point of order. I'm going to read the point of order. If they wanted a group to determine, this should have been a study group. I think that since a study group did not win, then there should not be an alternative motion that creates a committee or study to determine. You can send, okay, and then that's it. All right. So the only question in regards to alternative motions is, does it meet the spirit of the original alternative motion? Yes, the original motion did, the original point did fail. But the question today for the alternative motion is whether or not it meets the spirit. And the parliamentarian has ruled that it meets the spirit. We are going to uphold the parliamentarian ruling that does qualify as an alternative motion, as it does meet the spirit of the original motion. Okay, we will now go to a vote. All the original motion, alternative motions will be posted in a vote. Hold on a second. Actually, I'm sorry. We're supposed to debate for 15 minutes. All right. So can I get 15 minutes on the screen?
Okay. And I do want to say this is the assigned lunch break time. So we're going to try and see if we can plow through at least this piece of the procedure before we take the break. And the chair will make a determination as to when the appropriate break point is. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do the 15 minutes and then the poll, and then we'll go to break. All right. So we are starting the 15-minute discussion. IG 70, Erica.
Do you want this screen shared while you're doing that?
Yes. And if you can fit them all on one screen, that would be great. Perfect. Erica?
Yes, hi. I think when we were talking about this idea of somebody being a one point of contact, whether we're saying that's for three meetings or three group registration numbers or four or five, I think one of the things that somebody brought up that should be considered is that there is a difference maybe when it comes to influence of a potential influence of somebody who's running virtual meetings and creating all of these virtual meetings versus somebody being a primary contact for more in-person meetings that are happening on site at a particular location run by, you know, or facilitated by a particular meeting group. I think there was a distinction that was made. I don't know how that would be addressed, but I just wanted to say that there seems to be for some that the issues are specifically more difficult for virtual meetings in, as it relates to this proposal. Thank you.
Okay. And then CT102 Sue.
Yes, hi. I'm a little confused as to, and I know somebody tried to address it, but it's still confusing if I have to vote about the registration numbers versus the meetings versus I'm trying to read it and go here, but I can't. So I'm confused as to how many actual groups this person can represent. Thank you.
Okay. WEB0638, Padmani.
Thank you. My understanding is that this is about registration numbers. So I would imagine there are ACA groups that aren't even registered, but this applies to groups that are registered where we know who is registering it. And it is to maintain autonomy that we don't give one individual undue influence. That's my understanding. Safety is very, very important to my group. Serenity Sisters. It's got about 50 regulars. We go into breakout rooms. And currently, the safety issue, we have had three separate Serenity Sister meetings spring up beyond our daily five. So that puts us at 10. So I'm concerned about this group registration numbers having up to seven meetings. Because we have a closed New Hope meeting, we have a closed Loving Parent Guide meeting. It's only people from the Serenity Sisters group that have built a foundation of safety.
Time.
See, thank you.
WEB0907, Alaska.
All right, thank you. All right. I feel like that the, like, what is the actual intention of this? Is the actual intention of this to not allow somebody to have too much control over too many groups? Or is it so that there's rotation of service, or is it so that the contact person who is listed is actually still involved with the meeting, bringing up things such as a person having too much control, and thinking that by limiting the number of meetings a person can register is going to lessen somebody who wants to have a lot of control over the meetings when they could have four separate meeting registrations and each of them have seven meetings. That could be 28 meetings that a person can still have under this proposal. All right, thank you.
Thank you. And then just a reminder, this is the time now is to talk to comment on the merits of any of these individual of these motions. OK0058 Brad H.
Thank you. There are only four options here. The original proposal and alternative B and alternative C, if those are passed, that's what we will get. The only alternative that has any leeway at all to decide how this guideline, these guidelines will be implemented is alternative motion A, which goes to a conference committee that will present a recommendation to the conference itself. So I recommend adopting alternative motion A. If you don't like that one, I would go with the original motion. And I think that's good enough if we're going to adopt a something that doesn't give us any wiggle room. Thank you.
IL212, Mary Jo.
Okay. Sorry, I'm on two devices and I want to be sure I don't have background.
You do have background, Mary Jo. There.
Is it still background noise?
When you talk, yeah.
All right. I'm going to, how's that?
Better, better. Thank you.
Anyway.
Much better.
All right. I am in favor of either the original proposal or C, but I prefer the original proposal. It really states, I mean, four meeting registration numbers, that's what we're dealing with right now. And I think that's an important distinction. I realize that alternative motion seven further describes the fact that each of those individual meeting numbers can have up to seven meetings. However, we have very, very few groups that would fall into that category at this point. And those meetings that have up to seven meetings are supposed to be run by one business meeting, and they're supposed to be the same group of people, essentially. That's the spirit of it. So I'll pass with that.
AZ0148, Jess.
Thank you. I'm in favor of the original proposal or alternative motion C, which I think addresses that one group or one group of people may have essentially the same meeting every day of the week available to people. Thank you.
Thank you. And GA0055, Alice.
Hello, I am going to echo my support of either the original motion proposal. If someone feels that they need further clarification, alternative motion C defines, like someone else had said, you know, four times seven would be 28 meetings. But as Mary Jo said, there are not that many that have that. So either are clear to me. So thank you.
Thank you. IL172, Veronica.
Hello. Just hearing what other delegates, the questions that are still being expressed, I believe that the alternative motion A really would give us a time for a committee to explore all the options, define necessary terms, and just give us time. It seems like there just isn't enough time. We have other pressing business to attend to, and this would, you know, just make sure that we are not acting in haste, but rather guide our decision with more, better clarity. Thank you.
FL0346, Margaret.
Hello. So I think the problem in here is for me personally that about the words using, terms using, like a meeting registration number, I think it should be like a group registration number, and under the group could be have more meetings than one. And actually my group has only one meeting, but, you know, so that will not be a problem. But for other groups, I believe that, you know, like terms using like how those alternative motions and original motion is proposed, I think there should be changed in a words way, you know, like just the words we're using for it to describe it. So unfortunately, I will be not in favor of the motion, how it is written, either of them.
Thank you. I'm gonna go out of order. Well, no, I'll just go in order. TEL0341, Kelly.
Thank you. I'm definitely in favor of the intention of the motion. And I feel that listening to others and also my concern about virtual meetings and account holders. I mean, I've seen it where, you know, people hold accounts for lots and lots of meetings, and then they definitely sort of become an authority figure because they are the go-to person and adjustments. So I think motion two, to have a committee sort of work through that stuff, it would probably be the best way to go. Thank you.
CA1331, Zoe.
Hi, thank you. And thank you to the trusted servants today. I like both A and C. And, you know, I'm fine with going with the original proposal, but I really like in, B, A and B, that it's mentioned in keeping with our ACA traditions. I wish that could be part of the original motion, but I'm going to support a motion anyway, but I think it's really important to mention the traditions and keep things within that context. Thanks.
IG630, Stefan.
Sorry, there we go. I had to push the buttons. I like the original and I like C, but one of the things I like best about all this is that everyone mentions guidelines, and we have to remember that these are strictly guidelines. I mean, the issue came up well over a year ago, I guess it was, and so we were faced with a problem. We're addressing the problem now, but if we realize down the road that what we decide today is not really working, we can adjust it. We are growing, we are learning. And so some of the comments I'm hearing are, it sounds like people think that once we make this change, it's going to be forever and written in stone and we can never touch it again. These are strictly guidelines that we're learning. And I like to keep that in mind, that, yeah, we're not writing anything in stone, but we are trying to improve our group.
IG9, Marilyn.
Yes, I am in favor of the original proposal. It says just one personal contact for four meeting numbers, and I think that's a great adjustment to our guidelines, and I would be for that.
And we'll close out with the last one, WEV1312, David.
Hi, this is David. I think that the original and B and C are good enough to go ahead with. I have a concern that if we do motion A, that it'll delay implementation. And as I understand, we have a problem now that's not being addressed. And with all the bots coming out and things like that, I would prefer to take action now than to send it to committee and have a perfect solution pass.
Yeah. Alrighty. And that is all the time that we have. Erin, do you have a point of order?
I do. I'm not sure if there's a point of order here. Mary Jo, could you speak to this if it's a point of order?
A and original and C, that the I don't know. The original is says it all, but I think that's my personal opinion based on, and I didn't express myself earlier well enough. Sorry, it really isn't a point of information or point of focus. Sorry.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll go ahead and pull up the vote. And the vote will be all the motions plus I don't support any.
Brad, are you talking to us or? We can't hear you.
Sorry about that. I accidentally closed my screen. I just hit the wrong button. Okay. In the voting, I want people to be aware that when Tamara was sharing the screen, she had an original motion and then A, B, and C. So therefore, the original motion is going first here, even though people may think of A as the first one. So it's going to be, I don't have the same sort of thing. So it'll be the original motion first, then what she had is A. And of course, abstain will be last.
And we'll go ahead and put 3 minutes on the slide. And then after this, we'll go to break or lunch break.
Could be lunch or dinner or breakfast.
Are we going to finish the polling process altogether on this question and then take lunch or just do the first poll? Carmen, co-chair.
Would people be okay if we finish the polls, which would take about another maybe 10 minutes?
Depending on how they come out, it could be up to.
Depending on how they come out.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's see how this poll goes, and then I'll poll people if they want to do lunch now or I just finish the polls.
Thank you.
Okay. It did pass quorum. 73 votes tallied with 3 abstentions. None of these got the necessary 60%. The lowest one that is not, I do not support, is this one, so that when we do the next poll, that one will be removed. Carmen, are we doing it now or before or after lunch? I was unclear.
Let's just go ahead and do it now. But okay. My understanding is we take off everything that's less than 20%.
Okay, let's review that then.
Let me make sure that's correct.
Yes, that's a procedure under 2B.
Okay, so we'll take off everything. Thank
you. Give me 30 seconds to do that.
And then I think we keep I do not support on there.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, we include I abstain, not I do not support. Remove the less than 20 and put I abstain.
Michael, can you speak to that? I think I see I do.
I do not support.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm ready to start the vote. Could the timer put up 3 minutes, please? Okay. And we had 78 votes, 2 abstentions. Quorum was satisfied. It looks like the original motion had more than 60%, with 75.64% and 59 votes. So that will be the one that carries on to worldwide voting, which will happen after the conference today. Thanks for all the participation.
Hey, we got through it. Well, now.